a U.S. Marine veteran who used a fatal chokehold on a man on a New York City subway car this month has been arraigned on a manslaughter charge and released on bond. After prosecutors said they were filing charges against Daniel Penny for the encounter earlier this month, his lawyer says the 24-year-old surrendered voluntarily and with integrity.
Integrity and honor. That is characteristic of who he is, characteristic of his honorable service.
Prosecutors are seeking a grand jury indictment. Penny had to surrender his passport and promised to remain in New York City. A lawyer for the family of victim Jordan Neely says, yes, there were mental health issues.
He had demons.
But this isn't how the homeless should be treated.
For everybody saying, I've been on the train and I've been afraid before, and I can't tell you what I would have done in that situation, I'm going to tell you. Ask how you can help.
And attorney Dante Mills says Penny should have known a prolonged chokehold would lead to death.
Don't attack. Don't choke. Don't kill.
This case has stirred outrage in New York City because Penny was not immediately charged and no one on the subway intervened. I'm Jackie Quinn.